Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever seen a pressure cooker going full tilt? It's a noisy, powerful event. Weights rocking, steam hissing, the sound of boiling water from inside the cooker. It can even be a bit scary if you think about all the built-up pressure and stress going on inside that sealed kettle. Yes, the kettle you are standing right next to. With this illustration, let's discuss the pressures of life and secrets of hope. Incidentally, there comes a time when the pressures of life become so great, you know it is beyond your human ability to endure. You may even despair of life. So what should you do? As we look at today's content, you'll find that in the pressures of life, there are secrets of hope. Picture your life right now. What words would you use to describe it? Are you pleased with where you're at? Also, what things do you wish you could change? Please know, in the awkward place of managing pressures and stress, you are not alone. Actually, experiences of stress and even desperations are similar to Paul's admissions in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 and 9. Interestingly, the famous, tenacious, passionate, resolved Apostle Paul honestly admits stress and desperation. Interestingly, he doesn't seem to think that's a stroke against him. Apparently, no one is exempt from stress, pressure, or even desperate situations. Not only do you experience these kinds of difficulties, everyone does. So let's talk now about some secrets of hope. Reliably, Paul sets a good example in the pressures of life. Nevertheless, he doesn't paint a rosy picture for his readers either. Actually, this terrible place got so bad for Paul, he described it as a sentence of death. Let's look at the scripture text just to see how bad it was from Paul's perspective. This is 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 through 11. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him, we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. After Paul admits that he felt a sentence of death, what does he immediately focus on? Before we answer, it's worth saying that few people think like he does. So, I am challenging you to assess whether you think like Paul as we explore further. In a unique way, Paul is running a race ahead of others, setting the pace and yelling back to all of us, "It's okay, you'll make it. You are running a good race. Just don't quit." So, back to the question, what does Paul immediately focus on after admitting he literally despairs of life? Remarkably, he says that God uses the pressures of life to open the door to the secrets of hope. Been there? Done that? I've got three words for you: refocus, relax, and rejoice. Interestingly, these three little secrets, make all the difference in your life, particularly when you face the pressures of life, sufferings, losses, troubles, trials. So let's explore these three little secrets. Let's start with refocus. In practical terms, let's dig into what Paul does after admitting he despairs of life itself, after declaring he feels he's living in a pit of death. He refocuses. In fact, what Paul says next almost feels like he's changing the subject. He immediately focuses on God and why he may have allowed such suffering. Interestingly, Paul also starts to recount various incredible truths about God. Things like this: he raises the dead, he delivers from peril, and he will deliver again. Subsequently, Paul definitely engages a refocus. This is one of his little secrets. Let's go on to the next one, which is relax. As we just observed, Paul turns everyone's attention to God, who is doing something special in his terrible situation. That's what Paul is famous for, trusting God implicitly and urging you to do the same. Uniquely, Paul takes what he's already identified about God and applies it to what God is doing in his current hard times. Further, Paul suggests, without really saying it, that God's promise to help often begins behind the scenes and when no one else knows what to do. So what is he suggesting that you do? Relax. Don't get stressed out in the pressures of life. Instead, relax. It's another one of Paul's little secrets. Actually, it can be one of your secrets too. Simply let the pressures of life drive you into Christ, where you find the secrets of hope. All right, the third one is rejoice. Interestingly, Paul's third little secret is that word he always talks about, rejoice. He repeats it again and again. Rejoice in the Lord. I will say it again, rejoice. It is no trouble for me to tell you again, and it is a safeguard for you. That was Philippians 4, verse 4, and chapter 3, verse 1. Have you tried this sincerely from your heart? If you have not, you are missing something very special and powerful. Remarkably, when you sincerely rejoice, something shifts inside you. It's as if you nurture and train your spirit to rely completely on God. So rejoice and see your spirit transform before your very eyes in the pressures of life. Plus, remember, God is already doing things you cannot see. He is faithful. Okay, Paul applies the previous little secrets we talked about to his life because he has learned a big secret. However, this big secret is not about refocusing, relaxing, or rejoicing. It's deeper. First, let's set the table. Essentially, it goes something like this. When you feel a sentence of death, at the times when you despair of life, confront yourself with the fact that you are in the service of God who raises the dead. Plus, count on God who excels in bringing life out of death, new life, fresh life, eternal life. And then subsequently, you can enjoy this wonderful new, fresh, eternal life. In fact, embrace it and live in it fully. Okay, so what is Paul's big secret? Remarkably, it's simply staying in Christ because Christ is everything he claims. I'm going to say that again, because it's Paul's really big secret. Stay in Christ, because Christ is everything he claims. The knowledge God is already miraculously delivering and answering prayer infuses your faith with power. Let's talk about unwavering, rich faith. We just said it's super important. When someone brings unwavering, rich faith into despair, a ray of hope is suddenly visible, a spark of joy, a glimmer of light, a slice of happiness. In this place, you remember that you can refocus, you can relax in Christ, and you can command your heart to rejoice. When you instruct your heart to trust in the Lord in these ways, you engage obedience that few people have. Command your heart according to Scripture. This honors God deeply. Essentially, you are saying, I love you back, Jesus, and I have full confidence in whatever you do, though I cannot see it. I am hurting right now, even despairing of life. Still, I put my hope in you. The secret of hope is outside yourself. It's in God. So rely on him. He will deliver you. Further, he will never leave or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Remember, Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of your faith. That's from Hebrews 12, verse 2. Okay, I have a little personal testimony I want to throw in here. I know hope works. I too have been where Paul was, the pressures of life. However, I also discovered secrets of hope. You know, the little secrets of refocus, relax, and rejoice. They have become so helpful. Plus, there's that big secret. Stay in Christ. He's already working. He's working as you refocus. That's your first little secret. Jesus is who he claims. He's already working as you relax. That's your second little secret. He's got this. And he is working as you rejoice, which is your third little secret. Rejoice in the God of your salvation. But wait, there's yet another little secret Paul mentions, prayer. Ask someone trustworthy to pray for you. Additionally, it's critical to pray for others in their desperate hours. Prayer gets your focus on Jesus again, which takes you back to the big secret. Stay in Christ. Conclusively, it's critical to engage every effort to stay in Christ, enjoying that big secret along with the little secrets God has provided. We have some application thoughts and questions for today's content. First, do you feel like you are in a pressure cooker? Second, as you consider the great Apostle Paul felt so desperate at a time in his life, what do you learn from his honesty? Third, what practical thing can you do to hope in the Lord even when things are hard? Number four, what is the big secret that Paul discovered and practiced? I'll give you a hint. Stay in Christ. Number five, what are the little secrets that help you? Here they are again. Refocus, relax, and rejoice. Okay, number six, what is the extra secret Paul mentions? Pray. And then number seven, what will you do to make these secrets your own personal testimony? Portions of this content come from my book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.